Well, I have signed up to give the message today as well as reading the gospel. And I wanted to talk about my experience with the Baptized for Life program and what I have gotten out of it and where it has led me. And for the beginning, I think I've shared with some of you before that I was raised a fairly serious Catholic. And then when I was a teenager, my parents left the church and I became a fairly serious ex-Catholic and have remained a very serious ex-Catholic for the rest of my life. My brother and I joined a evangelical Bible study group. And so for a couple of years, I was bathing in the blood of the Lamb and had accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. And then I realized that something is terribly wrong with this philosophy that says God loves you and created you as perfect. And I was growing up gay. And I knew what the Bible says about homosexuality and homosexuals. And atonement theology, the idea that there is a benevolent God who will take you away to heaven after you die, or you will burn like the branches in hell, just was something that I had to let go of as well. And when I entered college, I entered as a physics major. I had been introduced to subatomic particles and was fascinated by them ever since a field trip to Hanford when I was in junior high school. And I picked up a book at random in the bookmobile that came to junior high at one point, and got a book on amateur telescope making and became fascinated with astronomy and astrophysics. I built an 8-inch reflecting mirror for a 9-inch tube Newtonian telescope and built the mountings out of pipe fittings. So I was a pretty serious science nerd going into college and intended to study physics, astrophysics or subatomic physics. And instead I became a history major because I just thought that was a lot more interesting. And my junior year in college, I was introduced to the study of religion, which I took to because I thought the questions asked in the study of religion, what gives life meaning? What do people hold most valuable and how do they express that? Questions like that were really much more interesting than some of the questions in physics, what is the charm of this certain subatomic particle, or what is the difference between a lepton and a quark? So I was in college and took all of my voluntary classes in the religion department my junior and senior year. I received a fellowship, a Watson Fellowship for independent study for a year between college and law school, and spent the year studying the art and life of Mount Athos, a group of Orthodox monasteries up in northern Greece. And this is a copy of the report that I gave to the Watson Foundation at the end of the fellowship year. So questions about the kinds of questions that religion deal with have always been important to me, even though I've remained a serious ex-Catholic and a serious ex-evangelical Bible studier. And I was introduced kind of accidentally to the Metta Fellowship by being invited by Shannon to play the piano at a Christmas service, and found this fellowship to be an opportunity for me to really review and take a look back at my religious heritage, my Christian faith, my Catholic upbringing, and find what I could that was still valuable for me, a skeptic with a scientific mind that cannot believe in miracles, today. And when Bishop Rayburg invited the fellowship to join the Baptized for Life initiative, I jumped at the chance because that program is part of a larger initiative by the Lilly Foundation, whose wealth is from the pharmaceutical industry. The Lilly Initiative is called Called to Lives of Meaning and Purpose. And for me to explore how the Episcopal Fellowship fits into my life and meaning and purpose, I thought would be useful and to me. And so it has been. Part of the Baptized for Life experience was a residency in rural Maryland for a week, almost exactly 2 years ago now, in which I was somewhat shocked to discover that the Baptized for Life program is about baptism. And baptism for me was about washing away original sins, and I had just washed away all of that and really had nothing to do with baptism or any interest in it. But as I was contemplating, why are we dealing with baptism? I asked myself the question, why did Christ get baptized? It certainly wasn't to wash away his original sin. It was instead the beginning of a mission that was called. And I had been baptized with people standing in for me, making promises for me to keep in my life that we restated and renewed at the fellowship. And my focus since then really has been on two of the baptismal vows. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. And will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? At about the same time that I joined the Metta Fellowship here, I also started giving up running, racing, and going on longer and longer and longer trail runs. And now, I love 6, 8, 9 hour trail runs. And in that mental state that I get, that some people call the runner's high, others can just call delirium, I have sensed the divinity of life is probably the easiest way to explain that sense. And my sense of being in this web of life with everyone else, and that there is something very sacred about that and about life. And that is what that baptismal vow, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself, has come to mean for me. And that has become my calling as a human being, from my experience in this incredible miracle that we live in, that's especially so obvious to us here in the Meta Valley. And it is my calling now to try to see the divinity of life in every human being as easily and intuitively as I see it in nature. So I'm very grateful for the Baptized for Life program that has given me, I think it has given me my religious heritage back. It is no longer something I reject. I'm no longer calling myself not a Christian. I can say this is what I believe. And what I believe is that I will seek to serve Christ in all persons, loving my neighbor as myself. Now I just have a commercial. BFL, the Baptized for Life program, and the Lilly Foundation has been generous enough to give our fellowship $25,000 for various programs that we have proposed. And the Lilly Foundation has asked for some information coming back from their the places where they have given them the funds to. There is a survey for attenders of the Metal Fellowship services, or that we have been asked to send out to the members. And it's basically a question about your experience with the Metal Fellowship. Beth has just sent a link to that survey, and the BFL would ask everyone to get it in within by next Friday, by this Friday, if at all possible. And with that, I will turn it back over to Beth.